keeping a happy mood around a person who is ill, and abstaining from giving them information that can make them sad, including relaying to them the passing of a relative or other individual. It's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya, chapter 337, Halacha 1, in the name of Maseches Smachis, that if a person is sick or old and there is worry that informing them of the passing of a relative or other individual will break their heart and can lead to worsening of their condition, then that person is not to be informed of the passing. And the Achrayim add that this applies even if it is a close relative that you have to sit shiva for, and even if it's a parent of the sick person and the person needs to say Kaddish on their behalf, nonetheless you should not inform them. The reason for all this is very basic, as placing bad information, bad news in front of an ill person can worsen his illness, God forbid, as the mood of a patient has a very fundamental effect on his ability of being cured and healed. Obviously, this only applies if the person is sick to the point that his life is in potential danger, as opposed to a regular typical illness that is statistically recoverable, in which case he is to be told in order so he can sit shiva and the like. The Mechaber writes that in the case that the person is suffering from a possible lethal condition, then not only are you not to outright tell him of the passing of a relative, but furthermore, the people who are around him are not to show any signs of mourning. They should not do kriya, they should not cry, they should not eulogize, they shouldn't show any signs of the in front of the sick person. The Achrayim write that the mourner may even wear Shabbos clothing in front of the ill relative in order so the person doesn't suspect that he is in mourning. And this likewise applies not just regarding the death of a relative, but any bad news. The death of any individual should not be discussed in the presence of the ill person. It's interesting to note that the Rebbe did not inform his mother, Rebbe Tzimchana, of the passing of his brother, his mother's son, Yisrael Aryeh Leib, during the Shiva, and he kept it hidden from his mother for the rest of her life for over 12 years. At times, even writing documents in his brother's name in order not to arouse suspicion of his mother, who was weak of health, and finding out the news could have had devastating effects on her life. Accordingly, it's understood that all those who go to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, to those people who are suffering, Rachmana Litzlan, from a possibly life-threatening illness, they should only cheer the person up, bring up his mood, and avoid telling him negative information and bad news, even if it's pertinent to him and carries halachic ramifications such as the sitting of shiva and the like, as the keeping of a positive mood is most beneficial for healing, while the opposite has very negative repercussions.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.